keep afar all unobserved hostility. When Indra, in the mighty fray you urge, charges to their speed, on the uneven road and on a toilsome path, like falcons eager for renown, speeding like rivers rushing down a deep descent, responsive to the urging call, that come like birds attracted to the bait, held in by reins in both the driver's hands. Hymn 47. Indra, etc. Yea, this is good to taste and full of sweetness. Truly it is strong and rich in flavor. No one may conquer Indra in the battle when he has drunk of the draught we offer. This sweet juice here had mightiest power to gladden. It boldened Indra when he slaughtered Vritra. When he defeated Sambhara's many onslaughts and battered down his 99 ramparts. This stirs up my voice when I have drunk it. This has roused from sleep my yearning spirit. This sage has measured out the 6 expanses from which no single creature is excluded. This, even this, is he who has created the breadth of earth, the lofty height of heaven. He formed the nectar in 3 headlong rivers. Soma supports the wide mid-air above us. He found the wavy sea of brilliant colors in forefront of the dawns who dwell in brightness. This mighty one, the steer joined by Maruts, has propped the heavens up with a mighty pillar. Drink Soma boldly from the beaker, Indra, in war for treasures, hero, Vritra slayer. Fill thyself full at the midday libation, and give us wealth, you treasury of riches. Look out for us, O Indra, as our leader, and guide us on to gain yet goodlier treasure. Excellent guardian, bear us well through peril, and lead us on to wealth with careful guidance. Lead us to ample room, O you who know, to happiness, security, and sunlight. High, Indra, are the arms of you the mighty. May we betake us to their lofty shelter. Set us on widest chariot seat, O Indra, with 2 steeds best to draw, O Lord of hundreds. Bring us the best among all sorts of viands. Let not the foe's wealth, Maghavan, subdue us. Be gracious, Indra. Let my days be lengthened, sharpen my thought as 'twere a blade of iron, approve whatever words I speak, dependent on you, and grant me your divine protection. Indra the rescuer, Indra the helper, hero who listens at each invocation, Shakra I call, Indra invoked of many. May Indra Maghavan prosper and bless us. May helpful Indra, as our good protector, Lord of all treasures, favor us with succor, baffle our foes, and give us rest and safety. And may we be the lords of hero vigor. May we enjoy the grace of him the holy, yea, may we dwell in his auspicious favor. May helpful Indra, as our good preserver, drive from us, even from afar, our foemen. Like rivers rushing down a slope, O Indra, to you haste songs and prayers and linked verses. You gather, thunderer-like, widespread bounty, kine, water, drops, and manifold libations. Who praises him, satisfies him, pays him worship? Even the rich noble still has found him mighty. With power, as when one moves his feet alternate, he makes the last precede, the foremost follow. Famed is the hero as each strong man's tamer, ever advancing one and then another. King of both worlds, hating the high and haughty, Indra protects the men who are his people. He loves no more the men he loved aforetime. He turns and moves away, allied with others. Rejecting those who disregard his worship, Indra victorious lives through many autumns. In every figure he has been the mode. This is his only form for us to look on. Indra moves multiform by his illusions, for his bay steeds are yoked 10 times 100. Here Tvashtar, yoking to the chariot the bay steeds, has extended sway. Who will forever stand upon the foeman's side, even when our princes sit at ease? Gods, we have reached a country void of pasture. The land, though spacious, was too small to hold us. Brihaspati, provide in war for cattle. Find a path, Indra, for this faithful singer. Day after day, far from their seat, he drove them alike from place to place, those darksome creatures. The hero slew the meanly huckstering Dasas, Varchin and Sambhara, where the waters gather. Out of your bounty, Indra, has Prastoka bestowed 10 coffers and 10 mettled horses. We have received in turn from Devodasa, Sambhara's wealth, the gift of Atithigva. 10 horses and 10 treasure chests, 10 garments as an added gift, these and 10 lumps of gold have I received from Devodasa's hand. 10 chariots with extra steed to each for the Atharvan's 100 cows has Aswatha to Payu given. Thus Srinjaya's son honored the Bhardwajas, recipients of all noble gifts and bounty. Lord of the wood, be firm and strong in body. Be, bearing us, a brave victorious hero. Show forth your strength, compact with straps of leather, and let your rider win all spoils of battle. Its mighty strength was borrowed from the heaven and earth. Its conquering force was brought from sovereigns of the wood. Honor with holy gifts the chariot like Indra's bolt, the chariot bound round with straps, the vigor of the floods. You bolt of Indra, vanguard of the Maruts, close knit to Varuna and child of Mitra, as such, accepting gifts which here we offer, receive, O godlike chariot, these oblations. Send forth your voice aloud through earth and heaven, and let the world in all its breadth regard you. O drum, accordant with the gods and Indra, drive you afar, yea, very far, our foemen. Thunder out strength, and fill us full of vigor. Yea, thunder forth, and drive away all dangers. Drive hence, O war drum, drive away misfortune. You are the fist of Indra, show your firmness. Drive hither those, and these again bring hither. The war drum speaks aloud as battle's signal. Our heroes, winged with horses, come together. Let our chariot warriors, Indra, be triumphant. Hymn 48. Agni and Others. Sing to Agni with each song at every sacrifice for strength. Come, let us praise the wise and everlasting God, even as a well-beloved friend, the son of strength. For is he not our gracious Lord? Let us serve him who bears our gifts. In battle may he be our help and strengthener, yea, be the saviour of our lives. Agni, you beam forth with light, great hero, never changed by time, shining pure Agni with a light that never fades, beam with your fair beams brilliantly. You worship great gods. Bring them without delay by wisdom and your wondrous power. O Agni, make them turn hither to succor us, give strength, and win it for thyself. He whom floods, stones, and trees support, the offspring of Dharma, he who when rubbed with force is brought to life by men upon the lofty height of earth, he who has filled both worlds full with his brilliant shine, who hastens with his smoke to heaven, he made himself apparent through the gloom by night, the red bull in the darksome nights, the red bull in the darksome nights. O Agni, with your lofty beams, with your pure brilliancy, O God, kindled most youthful one, by Bharadwaja's hand. Shine on us, O pure God, with wealth shine, purifier, splendidly. You are the lord of house and home of all the tribes. O Agni, of all tribes of men, guard with 100 forts your kindler from distress, through 100 winters, youngest god, and those who make your singers rich. Wonderful, with your favoring help, send us your bounties, gracious lord. You are the charioteer, Agni, of earthly wealth. Find rest and safety for our seed. With guards unfailing, never negligent, speed you our children and our progeny. Keep far from us, O Agni, all celestial wrath and wickedness of godless men. Hither, O friends, with newest song, drive her who freely pours her milk. Loose her who never turns away, who, for the host of Maruts bright with native sheen, has shed immortal fame like milk, whom the impetuous Maruts look upon with love, who moves in splendor on their ways. For Bharadwaja she poured down in days of old, the milk cow yielding milk for all, and food that gives all nourishment. Your friend, like Indra passing wise, with magic power like Varuna, like Aryaman joy-giving, bringing plenteous food like Vishnu, for my wish I praise, bright as the host of Maruts, mighty in their roar, may they bring Pushan free from foes. May they bring here hundreds, thousands for our men. May they bring hidden stores to light, and make wealth easy to be found. Come quickly to me, Pushan, in your chariot, bright deity, I fain would speak. Most sinful is our foeman's hate. Tear not up by the roots the Kakambira tree. Destroy you all malignity. Let them not snare by day the neck of that celestial bird, the sun. Uninjured let your friendship be, like the smooth surface of a skin, a flawless skin containing curds, full to the mouth, containing curds. For you are high above mankind, in glory equal to the gods. Therefore, O Pushan, look upon us in the fight. Now help us as in days of old. May the kind excellence of him, the kind, loud roarers, be our guide. Be it the gods, O Maruts, or a mortal man's who worships you impetuous ones. They whose high glory in a moment like the god, the sun, goes round the space of heaven, the Maruts have obtained bright strength, a sacred name, strength that destroys the Vritras, strength Vritra destroying excellent. Once, only once the heaven was made, once, only once the earth was formed, once, only Prishni's milk was shed. No second after this is born. Hymn 49, Vishvadevas. I praise with newest songs the righteous people, Mitra and Varuna, who make us happy. Let them approach. Here let them listen, Agni, Varuna, Mitra, lords of fair dominion. Him to be praised at each tribe's sacrifices, the two young matrons, sober-minded herald. The son of strength, the child of heaven, the signal of sacrifice, red Agni will I worship. Unlike in form are the red god's two daughters, one is the sun's, and stars bedeck the other. Apart, the sanctifiers, in succession, come to the famed hymn, praised in holy verses. I with a lofty song call hither Vayu, all bounteous, filler of his chariot most wealthy. Thou, sage, with bright path, lord of harnessed horses, impetuous, promptly honorest the prudent. That chariot of the Ashwins, fair to look on, pleases me well. Yoked with a thought glowing brightly, wherewith, Nasatyas, chiefs, you seek our dwelling. to give new strength to us and to our children. Bulls of the earth, O Vata and Parjanya, stir up for us the regions of the water. Hearers of truth, you sages, world supporters, increase his living wealth whose songs delight you. So may Sarasvati, the hero's consort, brisk with rare life, the lightning's child, inspire us, and, with the dame's accordant, give the singer a refuge unassailable and flawless. I praise with eloquence him who guards all pathways. He, when his love impelled him, went to Arka. May he vouchsafe us rich possessions graced with gold. May Pushan make each prayer of ours effective. May herald Agni, fulgent, bring for worship Tvashtar adored, in homes and swift to listen, glorious, first to share the life bestower, the ever active God, fair armed, fair handed. Rudra by day, Rudra at night, we honor with these our songs, the universe's father. Him great and lofty, blissful, undecaying, let us call specially as the sage impels us. You who are youthful, wise, and meet for worship, come, Maruts, to the longing of the singer. Come as before to Angiras, O heroes, you animate and quicken even the desert. Even as the herdsman drives home his cattle, I urge my songs to him, the strong, swift hero. May he, the glorious, lay upon his body the singer's hymns, as stars bedeck the heaven. He who for man's benefit in his affliction thrice measured out the earthly regions, Vishnu, when one so great as you afford shelter, may we with wealth and with ourselves be happy. Sweet be this song of mine to Abhidhunya, Parvata, Savitar, with floods and lightnings, sweet with plants to gods who seek oblations. May liberal Bhaga speed us on to riches. Give riches borne on chariots with many heroes, contenting men, the guard of mighty order. Give us a lasting home that we may battle with godless bands of men who fight against us, and meet with tribes to whom the gods are gracious. Hymn 50. Vishvadevas. I call with prayers on Aditi, your goddess, on Agni, Mitra, Varuna for favor, on Aryaman who gives unasked, the gracious, on gods who save, on Savitar and Bhaga. Visit to prove us free from sin, O Surya, Lord of great might, the bright god sprung from Daksha, twice born and true, observing sacred duties, holy and full of light, whose tongue is Agni. And, O you heaven and earth, a wide dominion, O you most blissful worlds, our lofty shelter, give ample room and freedom for our dwelling, a home, you hemispheres, which none may rival. This day invited may the sons of Rudra, resistless, excellent, stoop down to meet us. For, when beset with slight or sore affliction, we ever call upon the gods, the Maruts, to whom the goddess Rodasi clings closely, whom Pushan follows, bringing ample bounty. What time you hear our call and come, O Maruts, upon your separate path, all creatures tremble. With a new hymn extol, O you who sings, the lover of the song, the hero Indra. May he, exalted, hear our invocation and grant us mighty wealth and strength when lauded. Give full protection, friends of man, you waters, in peace and trouble, to our sons and grandsons. For you are our most motherly physicians, parents of all that stands, all that moves. May Savitar come hither and approach us, the god who rescues, holy, golden-handed, the god who, bounteous as the face of morning, discloses precious gifts for him who worships. And you, O son of strength, do you turn hither the gods today to this our holy service. May I forevermore enjoy your bounty and, Agni, by your grace be rich in heroes. Come also to my call, O you Nasatyas, yea, truly, through my prayers, you holy sages. As from great darkness you delivered Atri, protect us, chiefs, from danger in the conflict. O gods, bestow upon us riches, splendid with strength and heroes, bringing food in plenty. Be gracious, helpful gods of earth, of heaven, born of the cow, and dwellers in the water. May Rudra and Saraswati, accordant, Vishnu and Vayu, pour down gifts and bless us. Ribhukshan, Vaja, and divine Vidhatar, Parjanya, Vata, make our food abundant. May this god Savitar, the Lord, the offspring of waters, pouring down his dew, be gracious, and, with the gods and dames accordant, Tvashtar, Dyos with the gods, and Prithvi with oceans. May Aja Ekapad and Ahibudhnya, the earth and ocean, hear our invocation. All gods who strengthen Dharma, invoked and lauded, and holy texts uttered by sages, help us. So with my thoughts and hymns of praise, the children of Bhardwaja sing aloud to please you. The dames invoked and the resistless Vasus and all you holy ones have been exalted. Hymn 51. Vishvadevas. That mighty eye of Varuna and Mitra, infallible and dear, is moving upward. The pure and lovely face of holy order has shone like gold of heaven in its arising. The sage who knows these gods' three ranks and orders, and all their generations near and distant, beholding good and evil acts of mortals, Sura, marks well the doing of the pious. I praise you, guards of mighty Dharma eternal, Aditi, Mitra, Varuna, the noble, Aryaman, Bhaga, all whose thoughts are faithful, hither I call the bright who share in common. Lords of the brave, infallible, foe-destroyers, great kings, bestowers of fair homes to dwell in, young, heroes, ruling heaven with strong dominion, Adityas, Aditi I seek with worship. O heaven, our father, earth, our guileless mother, O brother Agni and you Vasus, bless us. Grant us, O Aditi and you Adityas, all of one mind, your manifold protection. Give us not up to any evil creature, as spoil to wolf or she-wolf, O you holy. For you are they who guide aright our bodies. You are the rulers of our speech and vigor. Let us not suffer for the sin of others, nor do the deed which you, O Vasus, punish. Ye, universal gods, are all controllers. May he do harm to himself who hates me. Mighty is homage. I adopt and use it. Homage has held in place the earth and heaven. Homage to gods. Homage commands and rules them. I banish even committed sin by homage. You furtherers of Dharma, pure in your spirit, infallible, dwellers in the home of order, to you, all heroes, mighty and far-seeing, I bow me down, O holy ones, with homage. For these are they who shine with noblest splendor. Through all our troubles, these conduct us safely, Varuna, Mitra, Agni, mighty rulers, true-minded, faithful to the hymn's controllers. May they, Earth, Aditi, Indra, Bhaga, Pushan, increase our Lord, increase the fivefold people. Giving good help, good refuge, goodly guidance, be they our good deliverers, good protectors. Come now, O gods, to your celestial station. The Bhardwaja's priest entreats your favor. He, sacrificing, seeking wealth, has honored the gods with those who sit and share oblations. Agni, drive you the wicked foe, the evil-hearted thief away, far, far, Lord of the brave, and give us easy paths. Soma, these pressing stones have called aloud to win you for our friend. Destroy the greedy Pani, for a wolf is he. You, O most bountiful, are they who, led by Indra, seek the sky. Give us good paths for travel, guard us well at home. Now have we entered on the road that leads to bliss without a foe, the road whereon a man escapes all enemies and gathers wealth. Hymn 52. Vishvadevas. This I allow not in the earth or heaven, at sacrifice or in these holy duties. May the huge mountains crush him down, degraded be Atiyaja's sacrificing patron. Or he who holds us in contempt, O Maruts, or seeks to blame the prayer that we are making, may agonies of burning be his portion. May the sky scorch the man who hates devotion. Why then, O Soma, do they call you keeper of prayer? Why then our guardian from reproaches? Why then behold you how men revile us? Cast your hot dart at him who hates devotion. May mornings as they spring to life protect me, and may the rivers as they swell preserve me. My guardians be the firmly seated mountains, the fathers when I call on gods, defend me. Through all our days may we be healthy-minded, and look upon the sun when he arises. Grant this the treasure lord of treasures, coming observant, often of gods with succor. Most near, most oft comes Indra with protection, and she Sarasvati, who swells with rivers, Parjanya bringing health with herbs, and Agni, well praised, swift to listen, like a father. Hear this mine invocation, come hither, O universal gods, be seated on this holy grass. To him who comes to meet you, gods, with offerings bathed in holy oil, approach you, one and all, to him. All sons of immortality shall listen to the songs we sing, and be exceeding good to us. May all the gods who strengthen dharma, with ritus listening to our call, be pleased with their appropriate draught. May Indra with the Marut host, with Tvashtar, Mitra, Aryaman, accept the praise and these our gifts. O Agni, priest, as rules ordain, offer this sacrifice of ours, remembering the heavenly folk. Listen, all gods, to this mine invocation, you who inhabit heaven and air's mid-regions, all you, O holy ones, whose tongue is Agni, seated upon this sacred grass, be joyful. May the all gods who claim our worship hear my thought. May the two world halves hear it, and the water's child. Let me not utter words that you may disregard. Closely allied with you, may we rejoice in bliss. And those who, mighty with the wiles of serpents, were born on earth, in heaven, where waters gather, may they vouchsafe us life of full duration. May the gods kindly give us nights and mornings. At this my call, O Agni and Parjanya, help, swift to hear, my thought and our laudation. One generates holy food, the other offspring, so grant us food enough with store of children. When holy grass is strewn and fire enkindled, with hymn and lowly homage I invite you, all gods, today in this our great assembly rejoice, you holy, in the gifts we offer. Hymn 53. Pushan. Lord of the path, O Pushan, we have yoked and bound you to our hymn, even as a chariot to win the prize. Bring us the wealth that men require, a manly master of a house, free-handed with the liberal mead. Even him who would not give, do you, O glowing Pushan, urge to give, and make the niggard soul grow soft. clear paths that we may win the prize. Scatter our enemies afar. Strong God, be all our thoughts fulfilled. Penetrate with an awl, O sage, the hearts of avaricious churls, and make them subject to our will. Thrust with your awl, O Pushan, seek that which the niggard's heart holds dear, and make him subject to our will. Tear up and read in pieces, sage, the hearts of avaricious churls, and make them subject to our will. You, glowing Pushan, carry an awl that urges men to prayer. Therewith do you tear up and rend to shreds the heart of everyone. You bear, glowing Lord, a goad with horny point that guides the cows. Thence do we seek your gift of bliss. And make this hymn of ours produce kine, horses, and a store of wealth for our delight and use as men. Hymn 54. Pushan. O Pushan, bring us to the man who knows, who shall direct us straight, and say to us, it is here. May we go forth with Pushan, who shall point the houses out to us, and say to us, these same are they. Unharmed is Pushan's chariot wheel. The box never falls to the ground, nor does the loosened wheel rim shake. Pushan forgets not the man who serves him with offered gift. That man is first to gather wealth. May Pushan follow near our kine. May Pushan keep our horses safe. May Pushan gather gear for us. Follow the kine of him who pours libations out and worships you, and ours, who sing you songs of praise. Let none be lost, none injured, none sink in a pit and break a limb. Return with these all safe and sound, Pushan who listens to our prayers, the strong whose wealth is never lost, the Lord of riches, we implore. Secure in your protecting care, O Pushan, never may we fail. We here are they who sing your praise. From out the distance far and wide, may Pushan stretch his right hand forth and drive our lost again to us. Hymn 55. Pushan. Son of deliverance, come, bright God, let us two go together, be our charioteer of sacrifice. We pray for wealth to you, most skilled of charioteers, with braided hair, Lord of great riches and our friend. Bright God, whose steeds are goats, you are a stream of wealth, a treasure heap, the friend of every pious man. Pushan, who drives goats for steeds, the strong and mighty, who is called his sister's lover, will we praise. His mother's suitor I address. May he who loves his sister hear, brother of Indra and my friend. May the sure-footed goats come nigh, conveying Pushan on his chariot, the God who visits mankind. Hymn 56. Pushan. Whoso remembers Pushan as eater of mingled curd and meal need think no more upon the God. And he is best of charioteers, Indra, the hero's lord, allied with him as friend, destroys the foes. And there the best of charioteers has guided through the speckled cloud the golden wheel of Sura's chariot. Whatever we speak this day to you, wise, wondrous God, whom many praise, give you fulfillment of our thought. Lead on this company of ours that longs for kine to win the spoil. Thou, Pushan, are renowned far. Prosperity we crave from you, afar from sin and near to wealth, tending to perfect happiness both for tomorrow and today. Hymn 57. Indra and Pushan. Indra and Pushan, we will call for friendship and prosperity and for the winning of the spoil. One by the Soma sits to drink juice which the mortar has expressed. The other longs for curd and meal. Goats are the team that draws the one, the other has bay steeds at hand. With both of these he slays the fiends. When Indra, wondrous strong, brought down the streams, the mighty water floods, Pushan was standing by his side. To this, to Pushan's favoring love and Indra's, may we closely cling, as to a tree's extended bough. As one who drives a chariot draws in his reins, may we draw Pushan near and Indra for our great success. Hymn 58. Pushan. Like heaven are you. One form is bright, one holy, like day and night, dissimilar in color. All magic powers you aid, self-dependent. Auspicious be your bounty here, O Pushan. Goat-born, the guard of cattle, he whose home is strength, inspirer of the hymn, set over all the world, brandishing here and there his lightly moving goad, beholding every creature, Pushan, God, goes forth. O Pushan, with your golden ships that travel across the ocean, in the air's mid-region, you go on an embassy to Surya, subdued by love, desirous of the glory. Near kinsman of the heaven and earth is Pushan, liberal, lord of food, of wondrous lustre, whom strong and vigorous and swiftly moving, subdued by love, the deities gave to Surya. Hymn 59. Indra Agni. I will declare while juices flow the manly deeds that you have done. Your fathers, enemies of gods, were smitten down, and, Indra Agni, you survive. Thus, Indra Agni, truly your greatness merits loftiest praise, sprung from one common father. Brothers, twins are you. Your mother is in every place. Those who delight in flowing juice, like fellow horses at their food, Indra and Agni, gods armed with the thunderbolt, we call this day to come with help. Indra and Agni, friends of Dharma, served with rich gifts, your speech is kind to him who praises you while these libations flow. That man, O gods, you never consume. What mortal understands, O gods, Indra and Agni, this your way? One of you, yoking steeds that move to every side, advances in your common chariot. First, Indra Agni, has this maid come footless to those with feet. Stretching her head and speaking loudly with her tongue, she has gone downward 30 steps. Even now, O Indra Agni, men hold in their arms and stretch their bows. Desert us not in this great fray, in battles for the sake of kine. The foeman's sinful enmities, Indra and Agni, vex me sore. Drive those who hate me far away, and keep them distant from the sun. Indra and Agni, yours are all the treasures of the heavens and earth. Here give you us the opulence that prospers every living man, O Indra Agni, who accept the Lord, and hear us for our praise. Come near us, drawn by all our songs, to drink of this our Soma juice. Hymn 60. Indra Agni. He slays the foe and wins the spoil, who worships Indra and Agni, strong and mighty heroes, who rule as sovereigns over ample riches, victorious, showing forth their power in conquest. So battle now, O Indra, and you, Agni, for cows and waters, sunlight, stolen mornings, team-born, you make kine your own, O Agni, you, Indra, light, dawns, regions, wondrous waters. With Vritra-slaying might, Indra and Agni, come, drawn by homage, O you Vritra-slayers. Indra and Agni, Show yourselves among us with your supreme and unrestricted bounties. I call the twain whose deeds of old have all been famed in ancient days. O Indra Agni, harm us not. The strong, the scatterers of the foe, Indra and Agni we invoke. May they be kind to one like me. They slay our Arya foes, these lords of heroes, slay our Dasyu foes, and drive our enemies away. Indra and Agni, these our songs of praise have sounded forth to you. You who bring blessings, drink the juice. Come, Indra Agni, with those teams desired of many which you have, O heroes, for the worshipper. With those to this libation poured, you, heroes, Indra Agni, come. Come you to drink the Soma juice, glorify him who compasses all forests with his glowing flame and leaves them blackened with his tongue. He who gains Indra's bliss with fire enkindled finds an easy way over the floods to happiness. Give us fleet coursers to convey Indra and Agni and bestow abundant strengthening food on us. Indra and Agni, I will call you here and make you joyful with the gifts I offer. You too are givers both of food and riches. To win me strength and vigor, I invoke you. Come to us with riches. Come with wealth in horses and in kine. Indra and Agni, we invoke you both, the gods as friends for friendship bringing bliss. Indra and Agni, hear his call who worships with libations poured. Come and enjoy the offerings, drink the sweetly flavored Soma juice. Hymn 61. Sarasvati. To Vadriyasva, when he worshipped her with gifts, she gave fierce Devadasa, canceller of debts. Consumer of the churlish niggard, one and all, yours, O Sarasvati, are these effectual boons. She, with her might, like one who digs for lotus stems, has burst with her strong waves the ridges of the hills. Let us invite with song and holy hymns for help Sarasvati, who slays the Parvatas. You cast down, Sarasvati, those who scorned the gods, the brood of every Brisaya skilled in magic arts. You have discovered rivers for the tribes of men and, rich in wealth, made poison flow away from them. May the divine Sarasvati, rich in her wealth, protect us well, furthering all our thoughts with might. Whoso, divine Sarasvati, invokes you where the prize is set, like Indra when he smites the foe. Help us, divine Sarasvati, you who are strong in wealth and power, like Pushan, give us opulence. Yea, this divine Sarasvati, terrible with her golden path, foe slayer, claims our eulogy, whose limitless unbroken flood, swift moving with a rapid rush, comes onward with tempestuous roar. She has spread us beyond all foes, beyond her sisters, Holy One, as Surya spreads out the days. Yea, she most dear amid dear stream, seven-sistered, graciously inclined, Sarasvati has earned our praise. Guard us from hate, Sarasvati, she who has filled the realms of earth and that wide tract, the firmament. Seven-sistered, sprung from threefold source, the five tribes prosperer, she must be invoked in every deed of might. Marked out by majesty among the mighty ones, in glory swifter than the other rapid streams, created vast for victory like a chariot, Sarasvati must be extolled by every sage. Guide us, Sarasvati, to glorious treasure. Refuse us not your milk, nor spurn us from you. Gladly accept our friendship and obedience. Let us not go from you to distant countries. Hymn 62. Ashwins. I praise the heroes twain, This heaven's controllers, singing with songs of praise, I call the Ashwins, seeking in a moment when the morns are breaking to part the earth's ends and the spacious regions. Moving to sacrifice through realms of lustre, they light the radiance of the chariot that bears them. Traversing many wide unmeasured spaces over the wastes you pass, and fields and waters, you, to that bounteous path of yours, you mighty, have ever borne away our thoughts with horses, mind swift and full of vigor, that the trouble of man who offers gifts might cease and slumber. So you, when you have yoked to your chariot horses, come to the hymn of the most recent singer. Our true and ancient herald priest shall bring you the youthful, bearing splendor, food, and vigor. With newest hymn I call those wonder workers, ancient and brilliant and exceeding mighty, bringers of bliss to him who lords and praises, bestowing varied bounties on the singer. So you, with birds out of the sea and waters, Bobhujju, son of Tugra, through the regions, speeding with winged steeds through dustless spaces, out of the bosom of the flood they bore him. Victors, chariot-born, you rent the rock asunder, bulls heard the calling of the eunuch's consort, bounteous, you filled the cow with milk for Sayu. Thus, swift and zealous ones, you showed your favor. Whatever from olden time, heaven, earth, exists great object of the wrath of gods and mortals, make that, Adityas, Vasus, sons of Rudra, an evil brand to one allied with demons. May he who knows, as Varuna and Mitra, heirs realm, appointing both the kings in season, against the secret fiend, cast forth his weapon against the lying words that strangers utter. Come to our home with friendly wheels, for offspring, come on your radiant chariot, rich in heroes, strike off, you twain, the heads of our assailants, who with man's treacherous attack approach us. Come towards us with teams of horses, the highest and the midmost and the lowest, bountiful lords. Throw open to the singer doors, even of the firm closed stall of cattle. Hymn 63. Ashwins. Where has the hymn with reverence, like an envoy, found both fair gods today, invoked of many? Him that has brought the two Nasatyas hither. To this man's thought, be you, both gods, most friendly. Come readily to this mine invocation, lauded with songs, that you may drink the juices. Compass this house to keep it from the foeman, that none may force it, either near or distant. Juice in wide room has been prepared to feast you. For you the grass is strewn, most soft to tread on. With lifted hands your servant has adored you, yearning for you the press stones shed the liquid. Agni uplifts him at your sacrifices. Goes forth the oblation, dropping ghee and glowing. Up stands the grateful-minded priest, elected, appointed to invoke the two Nasatyas. Lords of great wealth, for glory, Surya's daughter mounted your chariot that brings 100 suckers. Famed for your magic arts were you, magicians, amid the race of gods, you dancing heroes. You twain, with these your glories fair to look on, brought to win victory, rich gifts for Surya. After you flew your birds, marvels of beauty, dear to our hearts, the song well praised reached you. May your winged coursers, best to draw, Nasatyas, convey you to the object of your wishes. Swift as the thought, your chariot has been sent onward to food of many a sort and dainty kinds. Lords of great wealth, manifold is your bounty. You filled our cow with food that never fails, lovers of sweetness, yours are praise and singers and poured libations which have sought your favor. Mine were two mares of Puraya, brown, swift-footed, 100 with Sumidha, food with Peruk, Sander gave 10 gold-decked and well-trained horses, tame and obedient and of lofty stature. Nasatyas, Purupanthas offered hundreds, thousands of steeds to him who sang your praises, gave heroes to the singer Bhardwaja. Ye wonder-workers, let the fiends be slaughtered. May I with princes share your bliss in freedom. Hymn 64. Dawn. The radiant dawns have risen up for glory, in their white splendor like the waves of water. She makes paths all easy, fair to travel, and rich, has shown herself benign and friendly. We see that you are good. Far shines your luster, your beams, your splendors have flown up to heaven. Decking thyself, you make bare your bosom, shining in majesty, you goddess morning. Red are the kine and luminous that bear her, the blessed one who spreads through the distance. The foes she chases like a valiant archer, like a swift warrior she repels darkness. Your ways are easy on the hills. You pass invincible, self-luminous through waters. So, lofty goddess, with your ample pathway, daughter of heaven, bring wealth to give us comfort. Dawn, bring me wealth untroubled. With your oxen, you bear riches at your will and pleasure. You who, a goddess, child of heaven, have shown you lovely through bounty when we called you early. As the birds fly forth from their resting places, so men with store of food rise at your dawning. Yea, to the liberal mortal who remains at home, O goddess Dawn, much good you bring. Hymn 65. Dawn. Shedding her light on human habitations, this child of heaven has called us from our slumber. She who at night-time with her argent luster has shown herself even through the shades of darkness. All this with red-rayed steeds have they divided. The dawns on bright chariots shine in wondrous fashion. They, bringing near the stately rite's commencement, drive far away the night's surrounding shadows. Dawns bringing hither to the man who worships glory and power and might and food and vigor, opulent, with imperial sway like heroes, favor your servant and this day enrich him. Now is there treasure for the man who serves you, now for the hero dawns who brings oblation, now for the singer when he sings the praise song, even to one like me you brought aforetime. O Dawn who stands on the mountain ridges, Angiruses now praise your stalls of cattle. With prayer and holy hymn they burst them open, the hero's calling on the gods was fruitful. Shine on us, as of old, you child of heaven, on him, rich maid, who serves like Bhardwaj. Give to the singer wealth with noble heroes, and upon us bestow wide-spreading glory. Hymn 66. Maruts. Even to the wise let that be still a wonder to which the general name of cow is given. The one has swelled among mankind for milking. Prishni has drained but once her fair bright udder. They who like kindled flames of fire are glowing, the Maruts, twice and thrice have waxen mighty. Golden and dustless were their chariots, invested with their great strength and their heroic vigor. They who are sons of the rain-pouring Rudra, whom the long-lasting one had power to foster, the mighty ones whose germ great mother Prishni is known to have received for man's advantage. Hymn they shrink not from the birth. In this same manner, still resting there, they purge away reproaches. When they have streamed forth, brilliant at their pleasure, with their own splendor, they bedew their bodies. Even those who bear the brave, bold name of Maruts, whom not the active quickly wins for milking. Even the liberal wards not off those fierce ones, those who are light and agile in their greatness, when, strong in strength and armed with potent weapons, they had united well-formed earth and heaven, Rodasi stood among these furious heroes like splendor shining with her native brightness. No team of goats shall draw your chariot, O Maruts, no horse, no charioteer be he who drives it, halting not, reinless, through the air it travels, speeding alone its paths through earth and heaven. None may obstruct, none overtake, O Maruts, him whom you succor in the strife of battle. For sons and progeny, for kine and waters, he bursts the cow stall on the day of trial. Bring a bright hymn to praise the band of Maruts, the singers, rapid, strong in native vigor, who conquer mighty strength with strength more mighty. Earth shakes in terror at their wars, O Agni. Bright like the flashing flames of sacrifices, like tongues of fire, impetuous in their onset, chanting their psalm, singing aloud, like heroes, splendid from birth, invincible, the Maruts. That swelling band I call with invocation, the brood of Rudra, armed with glittering lances. Pure hymns are meet for that celestial army. Like floods and mountains have the strong ones battled. Hymn 67. Mitra Varuna. Now Mitra Varuna shall be exalted high by your songs, noblest of all existing. They who, as it were with reins, are best controllers, unequaled with their arms to check the people. To you two gods is this my thought extended, turned to the sacred grass with loving homage. Give us, O Mitra Varuna, a dwelling safe from attack, which you shall guard, boon givers. Come hither, Mitra Varuna, invited with eulogies and loving adoration, you who with your might, as work controllers, urge even men who quickly hear to labor, whom, of pure origin, like two strong horses, Aditi bore as babes in proper season, whom, mighty at your birth, the mighty goddess brought forth as terrors to the mortal foeman. As all the gods in their great joy and gladness gave you with one accord your high dominion, as you surround both worlds, though wide and spacious, your spies are ever true and never bewildered. So, through the days maintaining princely power, you prop the height, as it were, from loftiest heaven. The star of all the gods, established, fills the heaven and earth with food of man who lives. Take the strong drink to quaff till you are sated, when he and his attendants fill the chamber. The young maids brook not that, none seeks to win them, when, quickeners of all, they scatter moisture. So with your tongue come ever, when your envoy, faithful and very wise, attends our worship. Nourished by holy oil, he, this your glory. Annihilate the sacrificer's trouble. When, Mitra Varuna, they strive against you and break the friendly laws you have established, they, neither gods nor men in estimation, like Api's sons, have godless sacrifices. When singers in their song uplift their voices, some chant the Nivith texts with steady purpose. Then may we sing you praises that shall be fruitful. Do you not rival all the gods in greatness? O Mitra Varuna, may your large bounty come to us hither, near to this our dwelling. When the kine hasten to us, and when they harness the fleet-foot mettled stallion for the battle. Hymn 68. Indravaruna. His honoring right, whose grass is trimmed, is offered swiftly to you, in Manu's wise, accordant, the right which Indravaruna shall carry this day to high success and glorious issue. For at God's worship, they are best through vigor. They have become the strongest of the heroes. With mighty strength, most liberal of the princes, chiefs of the host, by dharma, made vritra slayers. Praise those two gods for powers that merit worship, Indra and Varuna for bliss, the joyous. One with his might and thunderbolt slays vritra. The other, as a sage, stands near in troubles. Though dames and men have waxen strong and mighty, and all the gods self-praised among the heroes, ye, Indravaruna, have in might surpassed them, and thus were you spread wide, O earth and heaven. Righteous is he, and liberal and helpful, who, Indravaruna, brings you gifts with gladness. That bounteous man through food shall conquer foemen, and win him opulence and wealthy people. May wealth which you bestow in food and treasure on him who brings you gifts and sacrifices, wealth, gods, which breaks the curse of those who vex us, be, Indravaruna, even our own possession. So also, Indravaruna, may our princes have riches swift to save, with gods to guard them, they whose great might gives victory in battles, and their triumphant glory spreads with swiftness. Indra and Varuna, gods whom we are praising, mingle wealth with our heroic glory. May we, who praise the strength of what is mighty, pass dangers as with boats we cross the waters. Now will I sing a dear and far-extending hymn to Varuna the god, sublime, imperial lord, who, mighty governor, eternal as with flame, illumines both wide worlds with majesty and power. True to dharma, Indravaruna, drinkers of the juice, drink this pressed soma, which shall give you rapturous joy. Your chariot comes to the banquet of the gods, to sacrifice, as it were home, that you may drink. Indra and Varuna, drink your fill, you heroes, of this invigorating sweetest soma. This juice is shed by us, that you may quaff it. On this trimmed grass, be seated, and rejoice you. Hymn 69. Indra, Vishnu. Indra and Vishnu, at my task's completion I urge you on with food and sacred service. Accept the sacrifice and grant us riches, leading us on by unobstructed pathways. You who inspire all hymns, Indra and Vishnu, you vessels who contain the soma juices, may hymns of praise that now are sung address you, the lords that are recited by the singers. Lords of joy-giving draughts, Indra and Vishnu, come, giving gifts of treasure to the soma. With brilliant rays of hymns, let chanted praises, repeating with the lords, adorn and embellish you. May your four conquering horses bring you here, Indra and Vishnu, sharers of the banquet. Of all our hymns, accept the invocations, list to my prayers, and hear the songs I sing you. This your deed, Indra Vishnu, must be admired. Widely you strode in the wild joy of soma. You made the firmament of larger compass, and made the regions broad for our existence. Strengthened with sacred offerings, Indra Vishnu, first eaters, served with worship and oblation, fed with the holy oil, vouchsafe us riches. You are the lake, the vat that holds the soma. Drink of this honey, O Indra, you, and Vishnu, drink you your fill of soma. Wonder workers, the sweet exhilarating juice has reached you. Hear you my prayers, give ear to my calling. You too have conquered, never have you been conquered, never has either of the two been vanquished. You, Indra Vishnu, when you fought the battle, produced this infinite with three divisions. Hymn 70. Heaven and Earth. Filled full of ghee, compassing all things that be, wide, spacious, dropping honey, beautiful in their form, the heaven and the earth by Varuna's decree, unwasting, rich in germs, stand parted each from each. The everlasting pair, with full streams, rich in milk, in their pure rule, pour ghee for the pious man. You who are regents of this world, O earth and heaven, pour into us the genial flow that prospers men. Whoso for righteous life pours offerings to you, O heaven and earth, you hemispheres, that man succeeds. He in his seed is born again and spreads by dharma. From you flow things diverse in form but ruled alike. Enclosed in ghee, heaven and earth are bright therewith. They mingle with the ghee, which they still increase. Wide, broad, set foremost at election of the priest, to them the singers pray for bliss to further them. May heaven and earth pour down the balmy rain for us, balm dropping, yielding balm with balm upon your path, bestowing by your Godhead sacrifice and wealth, great fame and strength for us, and good heroic might. May heaven and earth make food swell plenteously for us, all-knowing Father, Mother, wondrous in their works. Pouring out bounties, may in union both the worlds, all beneficial, send us gain and power and wealth. Hymn 71. Savitar. Full of effectual wisdom, Savitar the god has stretched out golden arms that he may bring forth life. Young and most skillful, while he holds the region up, the warrior sprinkles ghee over both his hands. May we enjoy the noblest vivifying force of Savitar the god, that he may give us wealth. For you are mighty to produce and lull to rest the world of life that moves on 2 feet and on 4. Protect our habitation, Savitar, this day, with guardian aids around, auspicious, firm and true. God of the golden tongue, keep us for newest bliss. Let not the evil wisher have us in his power. This Savitar the god, the golden-handed friend of the home, has risen to meet the twilight. With cheeks of brass, with pleasant tongue, the holy, he sends the worshipper rich gifts in plenty. Like a director, Savitar has extended his golden arms, exceeding fair to look on. He has gone up the heights of earth and heaven, and made each monster fall and cease from troubling. Farewell, O Savitar, today, tomorrow, fair wealth produce for us each day that passes. May we through this our song be happy gainers, God, of a fair and spacious habitation. Hymn 72. Indra Soma. Great is this might of yours, Indra and Soma. The first high exploits were your own achievements. You found the sun. You found the light of heaven. You killed all darkness and the god's blasphemers. You, Indra Soma, gave her light to morning and led the sun on high with all his splendor. You stayed the heaven with a supporting pillar and spread abroad apart the earth, the mother. You slew the flood-obstructing serpent Vritra. Indra and Soma, heaven approved your exploit. You urged to speed the currents of the rivers, and many seas have you filled full with waters. You in the unripe udders of the milk kine have set the ripe milk, Indra, you. And Soma, you have held fast the unimpeded whiteness within these many-colored moving creatures. Truly you bestow, Indra and Soma, wealth, famed, victorious, passing to our children. You have invested men, you mighty beings, with manly strength that conquers in battle. Hymn 73. Brihaspati. Served with oblations, firstborn, mountain render, Angiras' son, Brihaspati the holy, with twice firm path, dwelling in light, our father roars loudly as a bull to earth and heaven. Brihaspati, who made for such a people wide room and verge when gods were invocated, slaying his enemies, breaks down their castles, quelling his foes and conquering those who hate him. Brihaspati in war has won rich treasures, has won, this god, the great stalls filled with cattle. Striving to win waters and light, resistless, Brihaspati with lightning smites the foeman. Hymn 74. Soma Rudra. Hold fast your godlike sway, O Soma Rudra. Let these our sacrifices quickly reach you. Placing in every house your seven great treasures, bring blessing to our quadrupeds and bipeds. Soma and Rudra, chase to every quarter the sickness that has visited our dwelling. Give Nirriti away into the distance, and give us excellent and happy glories. Provide, O Soma Rudra, for our bodies all needful medicines to heal and cure us. Set free and draw away the sin committed, which we have still inherent in our persons. Armed with keen shafts and weapons, kind and loving, be gracious to us, Soma and Rudra. Release us from the noose of Varuna. Keep us from sorrow in your tender, loving kindness. Hymn 75. Weapons of War. The warrior's look is like a thunderous rain cloud, when, armed with mail, he seeks the lap of battle. Be you victorious with unwounded body, so let the thickness of your mail protect you. With bow let us win kine, with bow the battle, with bow be victors in our hot encounters. The bow brings grief and sorrow to the foeman. Armed with the bow, may we subdue all regions. Close to his chariot, as one about to speak, she presses, holding her well-loved friend in her embraces. Strained on the bow, she whispers like a woman, this bowstring that preserves us in the combat. These, meeting like a woman and her lover, bear, mother-like, their child upon their bosom. May the two bow ends, starting swift asunder, scatter in unison the foes who hate us. With many a son, father of many daughters, he clangs and clashes as he goes to battle. Slung on the back, pouring his brood, the quiver vanquishes all opposing bands and armies. Upstanding in the chariot, the skillful charioteer guides his strong horses on wherever he will. See and admire the strength of those controlling reins, which from behind declare the will of him who drives. Horses whose hoofs rain dust are neighing loudly, yoked to the chariots, showing forth their vigor, with their forefeet descending on the foemen, they, never flinching, trample and destroy them. Chariot-bearer is the name of his oblation, whereon are laid his weapons and his armor. So let us here, each day that passes, honor the helpful chariot with hearts exceeding joyful. In sweet association lived the fathers who gave us life, profound and strong in trouble. Unwearied, armed with shafts and wondrous weapons, free, real heroes, conquerors of armies. The Brahmans and the Fathers meet for Soma drafts and, graciously inclined, unequaled heaven and earth. Guard us from evil, Pushan. Guard us, strengtheners of Dharma. Let not the evil wisher master us. Her tooth, a deer, dressed in an eagle's feathers, bound with cow hide, launched forth. She flies onward, there where the heroes speed hither and thither, there may the arrows shelter and protect us. Avoid us, you whose flight is straight, and let our bodies be as stone. May Soma kindly speak to us, and Aditi protect us well. He lays his blows upon their backs, he deals his blows upon their thighs. Thou, whip, who urgest horses, drive sagacious horses in the fray. It compasses the arm with serpent windings, fending away the friction of the bowstring. So may the brace, well skilled in all its duties, guard manfully the man from every quarter. Now to the shaft, with venom smeared, tipped with deer horn, with iron mouth, celestial, of Parjanya's seed, be this great adoration paid. Loosed from the bowstring, fly away, you arrow, sharpened by our prayer. Go to the foemen, strike them home, and let not one be left alive. There with the flights of arrows, fall like boys whose locks are yet unshorn. Even there may Brahmanaspati and Aditi protect us well through all our days. Your vital parts I cover with your armor. With immortality, King Soma clothe you. Varuna give you what is more than ample, and in your triumph may the gods be joyful. Whoso would kill us, whether he be a strange foe or one of us, may all the gods discomfit him. My nearest, closest armor is prayer. Book 7 Hymn 1 Agni. The men from fire sticks, with their hands' swift movement, have, in deep thought, engendered glorious Agni, far seen with pointed flame, lord of the homestead. The Vasus set that Agni in the dwelling, fair to behold, for help from every quarter, who, in the home forever, must be honored. Shine you before us, Agni, well enkindled, with flame, most youthful god that never fades. To you come all our sacrificial viands. Among all fires, these fires have shone most brightly, splendid with light, joined by noble heroes, where men of lofty birth sit down together. Victorious Agni, grant us wealth with wisdom, wealth with brave sons, famous and independent, which not a foe who deals in magic conquers, to whom the strong at morn and eve comes, made like the ladle dropping oil with its oblation. Wealth-seeking comes to his own devotion. Burn up all malice with those flames, O Agni, wherewith of old you burnt up Jarutha, and drive away in silence pain and sickness. With him who light up your splendor, Agni, excellent, pure, radiant, purifier, be present, and with us through these our praises. Agni, the patriarchal men, the mortals who have in many places spread your luster, be gracious to us here for their sake also. Let these men, heroes in the fight with foemen, prevail against all godless arts of magic, these who approve the noble song I sing you. Let us not sit in want of men, O Agni, without descendants, heroless about you, but, O house friend, in houses full of children. By sacrifice which the steed's lord ever visits, there make our dwelling rich in seed and offspring, increasing still with lineal successors. Guard us, O Agni, from the hated demon. Guard us from malice of the churlish sinner. Allied with you, may I subdue assailants. May this same fire of mine surpass all others, this fire where offspring, vigorous and firm-handed, wins on a thousand parts what never shall perish. This is that Agni, saviour from the foeman, who guards the kindler of the flame from sorrow. Heroes of noble lineage serve and tend him. This is that Agni, served in many places, whom the rich lord who brings oblation kindles, and round him goes the priest at sacrifices. Agni, may we with riches in possession bring you continual offerings in abundance, using both means to draw you to our worship. Agni, bear you, eternal, these most welcome oblations to the deity's assembly. Let them enjoy our very fragrant presence. Give us not up, Agni, to want of heroes, to wretched clothes, to need, to destitution. Yield us not, Holy One, to fiend or hunger. Injure us not at home or in the forest. Give strength and power to these my prayers, O Agni. O God, pour blessings on our chiefs and nobles. Grant that both we and they may share your bounty. You gods, protect us evermore with blessings. You, Agni, swift to hear, are fair of aspect. Beam forth, O Son of Strength, in full effulgence. Let me not want with you a son for ever. Let not a manly hero ever fail us. Condemn us not to indigence, O Agni, beside these flaming fires which gods have kindled. Nor, even after fault, let your displeasure, yours as a god, O Son of Strength, overtake us. O Agni, fair of face, the wealthy mortal who to the immortal offers his oblation has him who wins him treasure by his godhead, to whom the prince, in need, goes supplicating. Knowing our chief felicity, O Agni, bring hither ample riches to our nobles, wherewith we may enjoy ourselves, O victor, with undiminished life and hero children. Give strength and power to these my prayers, O Agni. O God, pour blessings on our chiefs and nobles. Grant that both we and they may share your bounty. You gods, protect us evermore with blessings. Hymn 2. Apris. Gladly accept this day our fuel, Agni. Send up your sacred smoke and shine sublimely. Touch the celestial summits with your columns and overspread you with the rays of Surya. With sacrifice to these, we men will honor the majesty of holy Narashansa. To these the pure, most wise, the thought, inspirers, gods who enjoy both sorts of our oblations. We will extol that sacrifice forever, as men may do, Agni, whom Manu kindled, your very skillful Asura, meet for worship, envoy between both worlds, the truthful speaker. Bearing the sacred grass, the men who serve him strew it with reverence on their knees by Agni. Calling him to the spotted grass, oil sprinkled, adorn him, you Advaryus, with oblation. With holy thoughts, the pious have thrown open doors seeking chariots in the gods' assembly. Like two full mother cows who lick their youngling, like maidens for the gathering, they adorn them. And let the two exalted heavenly ladies, morning and night, like a cow good at milking, come, much invoked, and on our grass be seated, wealthy, deserving worship for our welfare. You, bards and singers at men's sacrifices, both filled with wisdom, I incline to worship. Send up our offerings when we call upon you, and so among the gods obtain us treasures. May Bharati with all her sisters, Ila accordant with the gods, with mortals, Agni, Sarasvati with all her kindred rivers, come to this grass, three goddesses, and seat them. Well pleased with us, do you, O God, O Tvashtar, give ready issue to our procreant vigor, whence springs the hero, powerful, skilled in action, lover of gods, adjuster of the press-stones. Send to the gods the oblation, lord of forests, and let the immolator, Agni, dress it. He, as the truer priest, shall offer worship for the gods' generations, well he knows. Come you to us, O Agni, duly kindled, together with the potent gods and Indra. On this our grass sit Aditi, happy mother, and let our hail delight the gods immortal. Hymn 3. Agni. Associate with fires. Make your god Agni envoy at sacrifice, best skilled in worship. Established firm among mankind, the holy, flame-crowned, and fed with oil, the purifier. Like a steed neighing eager for the pasture when he has stepped forth from the great enclosure. Then the wind following blows upon his splendor, and straight the path is black which you have travelled. From you, a bull but newly born, O Agni, the kindled everlasting flames rise upward. Aloft to heaven your ruddy smoke ascendeth. Agni, you speed to the gods as envoy. You whose fresh lustre over the earth advances when greedily with your jaws your food you eat. Like a host hurried onward comes your lasso. Fierce, with your tongue you pierce it, as if it were barley. The men have decked him both at eve and morn, most youthful Agni, as they tend a courser. They kindle him, a guest within his dwelling. Bright shines the splendor of the worshipped hero. O fair of face, beautiful is your aspect when, very near at hand, like gold you gleam. Like heaven's thundering roar, your might approaches, and like the wondrous sun, your light you show. That we may worship with your hail to Agni, with sacrificial cakes and ghee-rich oblations, guard us, O Agni, with those boundless glories as with 100 fortresses of iron. Yours are resistless songs for him who offers, and hero-giving hymns which save. With these, O son of strength, O Jatavedas, guard us, preserve these princes and the singers. When forth he comes, like an axe new sharpened, pure in his form, resplendent in his body, sprung, sought with eager longing from his parents for the god's worship, sage and purifier. Shine this felicity on us, O Agni. May we attain to perfect understanding. All happiness be theirs who sing and praise you. You gods, preserve us evermore with blessings. Hymn 4. Agni. Bring forth your gifts to his radiant splendor, your hymn as purest offering to Agni, to him who goes as messenger with knowledge between all songs of men and gods in heaven. Wise must this Agni be, though young and tender, since he was born most youthful of his mother. He who with bright teeth seizes fast the forests and eats his food, though plenteous, in a moment. Before his presence must we all assemble, this gods whom men have seized in his white splendor, this Agni who has brooked that men should seize him, has shone for man with glow insufferable. Far-seeing has this Agni been established, deathless mid mortals, wise among the foolish. Hear, O victorious God, forbear to harm us. May we forever share your gracious favor. He who has occupied his God-made dwelling, Agni, in wisdom, has surpassed immortals. A babe unborn, the plants and trees support him, and the earth bears him, the all-sustainer. Agni is lord of Amrit, in abundance, lord of the gift of wealth and hero valor, Victorious God, let us not sit about you like men devoid of strength, beauty, and worship. The foeman's treasure may be won with labor. May we be masters of our own possessions. Agni, no son is he who springs from others. Lengthen not out the pathways of the foolish. Unwelcome for adoption is the stranger, one to be thought of as another's offspring, though grown familiar by continual presence. May our strong hero come freshly triumphant. Guard us from him who would assail us, Agni. Preserve us, O you victor, from dishonor. Here let the place of darkening come upon you. May wealth be ours, desirable in thousands. Shine this felicity on us, O Agni. May we attain to perfect understanding. All happiness be theirs who sing and praise you, you gods. Preserve us evermore with blessings. Hymn 5. Agni. Bring forth your song of praise to mighty Agni, the speedy messenger of earth and heaven, Vaishvanara, who, with those who wake, has waxen great in the lap of all the gods immortal. Sought in the heavens, on earth is Agni established, leader of rivers, bull of standing waters. Vaishvanara, when he has grown in glory, shines on the tribes of men with light and treasure. For fear of you forth fled the dark-hued races, scattered abroad, deserting their possessions, when, glowing, O Vaishvanara, for Puru, you, Agni, did light up and rend their castles. Agni, Vaishvanara, both earth and heaven submit them to your threefold jurisdiction. Shining in your undecaying luster, you have invested both the worlds with splendor. Agni, the tawny horses, loudly neighing our resonant hymns that drop with oil, attend you, Lord of the tribes, our charioteer of riches, ensign of days, Vaishvanara of mornings. In you, O bright as Mitra, Vasu seated the might of Asuras, for they loved your spirit. You drove Dasyus from their home, O Agni, and brought forth broad light to light the Arya. Born in the loftiest heaven, you in a moment reach like wind the place where gods inhabit. Thou, favoring your offspring, roar loudly when giving life to creatures, Jatavedas. Send us that strength, Vaishvanara. Send it, Agni, that strength, O Jatavedas, full of splendor, by which, all bounteous God, you pour riches, as fame widespreading on the man who offers. Agni, bestow upon our chiefs and nobles that famous power, that wealth which feeds many. Accordant with the Vasus and the Rudras, Agni, Vaishvanara, give us sure protection. Hymn 6. Agni. Praise of the Asura, high imperial ruler, the manly one in whom the folk shall triumph, I praise his deeds who is as strong as Indra, and lording celebrate the fort destroyer. Sage, sing, food, light, they bring him from the mountain, the blessed sovereign of the earth and heaven. I decorate with songs the mighty actions which Agni, fort destroyer, did aforetime. The foolish, faithless, rudely speaking niggards, without belief or sacrifice or worship, far, far away has Agni chased those Dasyus and, in the cast, has turned the godless westward. Him who brought eastward, manliest with his prowess, the maids rejoicing in the western darkness, that Agni I extol, the lord of riches, unyielding tamer of assailing foemen. Him who broke down the walls with deadly weapons and gave the mornings to a noble husband, young Agni, who with conquering strength subduing the tribes of Nahus, made them bring their tribute, in whose protection all men rest by nature, desiring to enjoy his gracious favor, Agni Vaishvanara in his parents' bosom has found the choicest seat in earth and heaven. Vaishvanara the god, at the sun's setting, has taken to himself deep hidden treasures. Agni has taken them from earth and heaven, from the sea under and the sea above us. Hymn 7. Agni. I sent forth even your god, victorious Agni, like a strong courser with mine adoration. Herald of sacrifice, be he who knows he has reached gods himself with measured motion. By parts that are your own, come here, Agni, joyous, delighting in the gods' alliance, making the heights of earth roar with your fury, burning with eager teeth the woods and forests. The grass is strewn. The sacrifice advances. Adored as priest, Agni is made propitious, invoking both all boon-bestowing mothers of whom, most youthful, you were born to help us. Forthwith the men, the best of these for wisdom, have made him leader in the solemn worship, as Lord in homes of men is Agni established, the Holy One, the joyous, sweetly speaking. He has come, chosen bearer, and is seated in man's home. Brahman, Agni, the supporter, he whom both heaven and earth exalt and strengthen, whom, giver of all boons, the Hotar worships. These have passed all in glory, who, the manly, have wrought with skill the hymn of adoration, who, listening, have advanced the people's welfare, and set their thoughts on this my holy statute. We, the Vasishthas, now implore you, Agni, O son of strength, the lord of wealth and treasure. You have brought food to singers and to nobles. You gods, preserve us evermore with blessings. Hymn 8. Agni. The king whose face is adorned with ghee is kindled with homage offered by his faithful servant. The men, the priests, adore him with oblations. Agni has shone forth when the dawn is breaking. Yea, he has been acknowledged as most mighty, the joyous priest of men, the youthful Agni. He, spreading over the earth, made light around him and grew among the plants with blackened wheel rims. How do you decorate our hymn, O Agni? What power do you exert when you are praised? When, bounteous God, may we be lords of riches, winners of precious wealth which none may conquer? Far famed is this, the Bharata's own Agni. He shines like the sun with lofty splendor. He who has vanquished Puru in the battle, the heavenly guest has glowed in full refulgence. Full many oblations are in you collected. With all your aspects, you have waxen gracious. You are already famed as praised and lauded, yet still, O nobly born, increase your body. Be this my song that wins countless treasure, engendered with redoubled force for Agni, that, splendid, chasing sickness, slaying demons, it may delight our friend and bless the singers. We, the Vasishthas, now implore you, Agni, O son of strength, the lord of wealth and riches. You have brought food to singers and to nobles. You gods, preserve us evermore with blessings. Hymn 9. Agni. Roused from their bosom is the dawn's beloved, the joyous priest, most sapient purifier. He gives a signal both to gods and mortals, to gods' oblations, riches to the pious. Most wise is he who, forcing doors of panis, brought the bright sun to us who feeds many. The cheerful priest, men's friend and home companion, through still night darkness, he is made apparent. Wise, never deceived, uncircumscribed, radiant, our gracious guest, a friend with good attendance, shines forth with wondrous light before the mornings. The young plants has he entered, child of waters. Seeking our gatherings, he, your Jatavedas, has shone adorable through human ages, who gleams radiant with his lovely luster. The kine have waked to meet him when enkindled. Go on your message to the gods, and fail not, O Agni, with their band who pray and worship. Bring all the gods that they may give us riches, Saraswati, the Maruts, Ashwins, waters. Vasishtha, when enkindling you, O Agni, has slain Jarutha. Give us wealth in plenty, sing praise in choral song, O Jatavedas. You gods, preserve us evermore with blessings. Hymn 10. Agni. He has sent forth, bright, radiant and refulgent, like the dawn's lover, his far-spreading luster. Pure in his splendor shines the golden hero. Our longing thoughts has he aroused and wakened. He, like the sun, has shone while morn is breaking, and priests who weave the sacrifice sing praises, Agni, the god, who knows their generations and visits gods, most bounteous, rapid envoy. Our songs and holy hymns go forth to Agni, seeking the god and asking him for riches. Him, fair to see, of goodly aspect, mighty, men's messenger who carry their oblations. Joined with the Vasus, Agni, bring you Indra, bring here mighty Rudra with the Rudras, Aditi, good to all men with Adityas, Brihaspati, all bounteous with the singers. Men eagerly implore at sacrifices, Agni, most youthful god, the joyous herald. For he is lord and ruler over riches, and for God's worship an unwearied envoy. Hymn 11. Agni. Great are you, Agni, sacrifices herald. Not without you are deathless gods made joyful. Come hither with all deities about you, here take your seat, the first, as priest, O Agni. Men with oblations evermore entreat you, the swift, to undertake an envoy's duty. He on whose sacred grass with gods you sittest, to him, O Agni, are the days propitious. Three times a day in you are shown the treasures sent for the mortal who presents oblation. Bring the gods hither like a man, O Agni, be you our envoy, guarding us from curses. Lord of the lofty sacrifice is Agni. Agni is lord of every gift presented. The Vasus were contented with his wisdom, so the gods made him their oblation bearer. O Agni, bring the gods to taste our presence, with Indra leading, here let them be joyful. Convey this sacrifice to gods in heaven. You gods, preserve us evermore with blessings. Hymn 12. Agni. We with great reverence have approached the youngest who has shone forth well kindled in his dwelling. With wondrous light between wide earth and heaven, well worshipped, looking forth in all directions. Through his great might, overcoming all misfortunes, praised in the house is Agni Jatavedas. May he protect us from disgrace and trouble, both us who lord him and our noble patrons. O Agni, you are Varuna and Mitra. Vasishthas with their holy hymns exalt you. With you be most abundant gain of treasure, you gods. Preserve us evermore with blessings. Hymn 13. Agni. Bring song and hymn to Agni, Asura slayer, enlightener of all and thought bestower. Like an oblation on the grass, to please him, I bring this to Vaishvanara, hymn inspirer. You with your flame, O Agni, brightly glowing, have at your birth filled full the earth and heaven. You with your might, Vaishvanara Jatavedas, set the gods free from the curse that bound them. Agni, when born, you looked on all creatures like a brisk herdsman moving round his cattle. The path to prayer, Vaishvanara, you found. You gods, preserve us evermore with blessings. Hymn 14. Agni. With reverence and with offered gifts, serve we the God whose flame is bright. Let us bring Jataveda's fuel and adore Agni when we invoke the gods. Agni, may we perform your rites with fuel and honor you, O Holy One, with praises. Honor you, priest of sacrifice, with butter. You, God of blessed light, with our oblation. Come, Agni, with the gods to our invoking. Come, pleased, to offerings sanctified with Vashat. May we be his who pays you, God, due honor. You gods, preserve us evermore with blessings. Hymn 15. Agni. Offer oblations in his mouth, the bounteous gods whom we must serve. His who is nearest kin to us, who for the fivefold people's sake has seated him in every home, wise, youthful, master of the house. On all sides may that Agni guard our household folk and property. May he deliver us from woe. I have begotten this new hymn for Agni, falcon of the sky. Will he not give us of his wealth? Whose lorries, when he glows in front of sacrifice, are fair to see, like wealth of one with hero sons. May he enjoy this hallowed gift. Agni, accept our songs, who bears oblations, best of worshippers. Lord of the house, whom men must seek, we set you down, O worshipped one. Bright, rich in heroes, Agni, God, shine forth at night and morn. Through you with fires are we provided well. Thou, rich in heroes, are our friend. The men come near you for their gain, the singers with their songs of praise, speech thousandfold comes near to you. Bright, purifier, meet for praise, immortal with refulgent glow, Agni drives Rakshasas away. As such, bring us abundant wealth, young child of strength, for this you can. May Bhaga give us what is choice. You, Agni, give hero fame. Bhaga and Savitar the god, and it give us what is good. Agni, preserve us from distress. Consume our enemies, O God, eternal with the hottest flames, and irresistible be you a mighty iron fort to us, with 100 walls for man's defense. Do you preserve us, eve and morn, from sorrow, from the wicked men, infallible by day and night. Hymn 16. Agni. With this my reverent hymn I call Agni, for you, the son of strength, dear, wisest envoy, served with noble sacrifice, immortal messenger of all. His two red horses, all supporting, let him yoke, let him, well worshipped, urge them fast. Then has the sacrifice good prayers and happy end, and heavenly gift of wealth to men. The flame of him, the bountiful, the much invoked, has mounted up, and his red-colored smoke clouds reach and touch the sky. The men are kindling Agni well. Thou, you most glorious one, we make our messenger. Bring the gods hither to the feast. Give us, O Son of Strength, all food that feeds man. Give that for which we pray to you. You, Agni, are the homestead's lord, our herald at the sacrifice. Lord of all boons, you are the cleanser and the sage. Pay worship and enjoy the good. Give riches to the sacrificer, O most wise, for you are he who grants wealth. Inspire with zeal each priest at this our solemn rite, all who are skilled in singing praise. O Agni, who are worshipped well, dear let our princes be to you, our wealthy patrons who are governors of men, who part as gifts their stalls of kine. They in whose home, her hand bearing the sacred oil, Ila sits down well satisfied, guard them, victorious God, from slander and from harm, give us a refuge famed afar. Do you, a priest with pleasant tongue, most wise and very near to us, Agni, bring riches hither to our liberal chiefs and speed the offering of our gifts. They who bestow as bounty plenteous wealth of steeds, moved by desire of great renown, do you, with saving help, preserve them from distress, most youthful, with 100 forts. The God who gives your wealth demands a full libation poured to him. Pour you it forth, then fill the vessel full again. Then does the God pay heed to you. Him have the gods appointed priest of sacrifice, oblation bearer, passing wise. Agni gives wealth and valor to the worshipper, to folk who offer up their gifts. Hymn 17. Agni. Agni be kindled well with proper fuel, and let the grass be scattered wide about you. Let the impatient portals be thrown open, bring you the gods impatient to come hither. Taste, Agni, serve the gods with our oblation. Offer good sacrifices, Jatavedas. Let Jatavedas pay fair sacrifices, worship and gratify the gods immortal. Wise God, win for us things that are all goodly, and let the prayers we pray today be fruitful. You, even you, the Son of Strength, O Agni, those gods have made the bearer of oblations. To you, the God, may we perform our worship. Do you, besought, grant us abundant riches. Hymn 18. Indra. All is with you, O Indra, all the treasures which beforehand our fathers won who sang your praises. With you are milk kine, good to milk, and horses, best winner you of riches for the pious. For like a king among his wives, you dwell with glories as a sage, surround and help us. Make us, your servants, strong for wealth, and honor our songs with kine and steeds and decoration. Here, these our holy hymns, with joy and gladness in pious emulation, have approached you. Hitherward come your path that leads to riches. May we find shelter in your favor, Indra. Vasishtha has poured forth his prayers, desiring to milk you like a cow in goodly pasture. All these my people call you Lord of cattle. May Indra come to the prayer we offer. What though the floods spread widely, Indra made them shallow and easy for Sudhas to traverse. He, worthy of our praises, caused the Simyu, foe of our hymn, to curse the river's fury. Eager for spoil was Turvasa Purudas, seeking to win wealth like fishes urged by hunger. The Brighus and the Druhyus quickly listened. Friend rescued friend mid the two distant peoples. Together came the Paktas, the Bhalanas, the Alinas, the Sivas, the Vishanins. Yet to the Tritsus came the Arya's comrade, through love of spoil and hero's war, to lead them. fools, in their folly ready to waste her waters, they parted inexhaustible Parushni. Lord of the earth, he with his might repressed them, still lay the herd and the affrighted herdsmen. As to their goal, they sped to their destruction. They sought Parushni, even the swift returned not. Indra abandoned, to Sudas the manly, the swiftly flying foes, unmanly babblers. They went like kine unherded from the pasture, each clinging to a friend as chance directed. They who drive spotted steeds, sent down by Prishni, gave ear. The warriors and the harnessed horses. The king who scattered 21 people of both Vaikarna tribes through lust of glory, as the skilled priest clips grass within the chamber, so has the hero Indra wrought their downfall. You, thunder-armed, overwhelmed in the waters, famed ancient Kavasha, and then the Druhyu. Others here claiming friendship to their friendship, devoted to you, in you were joyful. Indra at once with conquering might demolished all their strong places and their 7 castles. The goods of Anu's son he gave to Tritsu. May we in sacrifice conquer scorned Puru. The Anavas and Druhyus seeking booty have slept. The 60,000, yea, 6,000 and 66 heroes. For the pious were all these mighty exploits done by Indra. These Tritsus under Indra's careful guidance came speeding like loosed waters rushing downward. The foemen, measuring exceeding closely, abandoned to Sudas all their provisions. The hero's side who drank the dressed oblation, Indra's denier, far over earth he scattered. Indra brought down the fierce destroyer's fury. He gave them various roads, the path's controller. Even with the weak he wrought his matchless exploit. Even with a goat he did to death a lion. He pared the pillar's angles with a needle. Thus to Sudas Indra gave all provisions. To you have all your enemies submitted. Even the fierce Bheda have you made your subject. Cast down your sharpened thunderbolt, O Indra, on him who harms the men who sing your praises. Yamuna and the Tritsus helped Indra. There he stripped Bheda bare of all his treasures, the Ajas and the Sigrus and the Yakshus brought into him as tribute heads of horses. Not to be scorned, but like dawns past and present, O Indra, are your favours and your riches. Devaka, Manyamana's son you slew and smote Sambara from the lofty mountain. They who from home have gladdened you, your servants Parasara, Vasishtha, Satayatu, will not forget your friendship, liberal giver. So shall the days dawn prosperous for the princes. Priest-like, with praise I move around the altar, earning Pejavana's reward, O Agni. 200 cows from Devavan's descendant, 2 chariots from Sudas with mares to draw them. Gift of Pejavana, 4 horses bear me, in foremost place, train steeds with pearl to adorn them. Sudas's brown steeds, firmly stepping, carry me and my son for progeny and glory. Him whose fame spreads between wide earth and heaven, who, as dispenser, gives each chief his portion, 7 flowing rivers glorify like Indra. He slew Yudhyamadhi in close encounter. Attend on him, O you heroic Maruts, as on Sudas's father Devodasa. Further Pejavana's desire with favour, guard faithfully his lasting firm dominion. Hymn 19. Indra. He like a bull with sharpened horns, terrific, singly excites and agitates all the people. You give him who largely pours libations his goods who pours not for his own possession. You truly, Indra, gave help to Kutsa, willingly giving chariot to him in battle, when aiding Arjuna, you subdued to him both Kuyava and the Dasa Shushna. O bold one, you with all your aids have boldly helped Sudas, whose offerings were accepted, Puru in winning land and slaying foemen, and Trasadasyu, son of Purukutsa. At the gods' banquet, hero-souled, with heroes, lord of bay steeds, you slew many foemen. You sent in swift death to sleep the Dasyu, both Chumuri and Dhuni, for Dabhiti. These were your mighty powers that, Thunder-wielder, you swiftly crushed 99 castles. You captured the 100th in your onslaught. You slew Namuchi. You slew Vritra. Old are the blessings, Indra, which you gave Sudas the worshipper who brought oblations. For you, the strong, I yoke your strong bay horses. May our prayers reach you and win strength, most mighty. Give us not up, Lord of bay horses, victor, in this your own assembly, to the wicked. Deliver us with true and faithful succors. Dear may we be to you among the princes. May we men, Maghavan, the friends you love, near you be joyful under your protection. Fain to fulfill the wish of Atithigva humble, the pride of Turvasa and Yadava. Swiftly in truth, O Maghavan, about you men skilled in hymning sing their songs and praises. Elect us also into their assembly, who by their calls on you despoiled the niggards. Yours are these praises, O manliest of heroes, lords, which revert to us and give us riches. Favor these, Indra, when they fight with foemen, as friend and hero and the hero's helper. Now, praised for your aid, heroic Indra, sped by our prayer, wax mighty in your body. Apportion to us strength and habitations, you gods, protect us evermore with blessings. Hymn 20. Indra. Strong, godly natured, born for hero exploit, man's friend, he does whatever deed he wills. Saving us even from great transgression, Indra, the youthful, visits man's home with favor. Waxing greatness, Indra slays Vritra. The hero with his aid has helped the singer. He gave Sudas wide room and space, and often has granted wealth to him who brought oblations. Soldier unchecked, war-rousing, battling hero, unconquered from of old, victorious ever, Indra the very strong has scattered armies, yea, he has slain each foe who fought against him. You with your greatness have filled full, O Indra, even both the worlds with might, O you most mighty. Lord of bays, Indra, brandishing his thunder, is gratified with Soma at the banquet. A bull begat the bull for joy of battle, and a strong mother brought forth him, the manly. He who is chief of men, their army's leader, is strong hero, bold and keen for booty. The people falter not, nor suffer sorrow, who win themselves this god's terrific spirit. He who with sacrifices worships Indra is lord of wealth, dharma-born and dharma's protector. Whenever the elder would